When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here we are in the airport waiting to board the plane.
Mother of the bride.
How are you? Are you looking forward to it?
Just picking up some Facebook messages here. One from Derv.
My name is Kobe Baker. I'm 13 years old.
Ruthie got up very early this morning to wish you Mazel Tov.
That's her mum, Judy.
And wish she was with us. We talked about his bar mitzvah years and years ago, and we always knew we'd do it in Jerusalem.
I remember going to the beach.
That's my little brother Noah. I've been to Israel a few times, but Noah has only been once.
I remember my grandma's and grandpa's house.
There's a big group from my mom's side of the family coming to Jerusalem with me.
It will be a lot.
It is already a long day.
Because I'm making my bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah is basically a coming of age. When a Jewish boy becomes a man.
It's a really important part of being a young Jewish man, and the rituals and stuff that will be attached to it are really lovely, and it's very important to us as a Jewish family to enjoy them.
I'm the grandmother of the bar mitzvah boy. The last time I was in Jerusalem was for my own son's bar mitzvah. That's 27 years ago.
My grandma had a bad ankle, so we got her wheelchair in the airport. She'd never been in a wheelchair before, so it was a really funny start to the journey. That was pretty cool.
Glad I was able to entertain the troops.
My dad lives in Singapore. He moved there last year, and I talk to him most weeks on the phone and on Skype.
Oh, great, how are you?
When we arrived in Tel Aviv, we were met by my dad and some of his family.
How are you?
How are you feeling?
Great.
So we have just arrived in Israel, and we are getting a shirut, which is like a minibus to Jerusalem to go to our hotel. Nathan, what was your first impression of Israel?
Kind of strange seeing the rabbis, like you only see in the shuls just walking around the place in their big black robes and their beards.
I'm 12 and Kobe's 13, there's 9 months between us.
That's Nathan, he's my cousin. He's a year younger than me, but he doesn't have any plans to make his bar mitzvah.
I'm not completely Jewish, so I will probably be doing something of a coming of age, but not a bar mitzvah. I just don't want to do that.
I'm Jewish, but Nathan's dad is not Jewish. I am Auntie Deb. I am Kobe's auntie. Bossy Auntie Deb.
In terms of him being raised as Jewish, he hasn't been at all. So Bar Mitzvah would never be on the cards. But we do hope to do a rite of passage for him, you know, just to acknowledge his change from 12 to 13, but not in a Jewish format.
If the mother is Jewish, the children are Jewish. Then all my grandsons are Jewish. To me, that's irrefutable. Judaism is not just a religion, it's also a race of people. It's like your blood, you know, and you just can't deny your blood.
Like, it's who I am. Like, people know me as being Jewish as well. So it's part of my identity, to be honest. Most of my friends know that I am Jewish. Only some of them know that I'm going to Bar Mitzvah. And they think it's pretty cool. Our hotel was fantastic.
Yeah, we've got a beautiful view, Kobe.
With amazing views right down to the wall.
Oh, it really is beautiful.
The smell of Israel itself is amazing, isn't it?
The smell of Israel itself is amazing. And what I just thought was what brought back loads of memories for me was coming up the windy roads towards Jerusalem, because that is a trip I used to do every single weekend when I was living in Jerusalem in 1987, 88.
Well, we've come down to the wall this morning to confirm that Kobe Baker is doing his bar mitzvah tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Richard, bar mitzvah boy's father, you did your bar mitzvah at the wall many years ago. So what kind of memories do you have of that?
It feels very special being here. The memories I have all those years ago stood by me that I was in a very special place doing my bar mitzvah. More so than being in a temple, I was in the holiest place for Jewish people. So it brings back good memories, and I'm delighted that Kobe decided himself he would like to celebrate in Israel. We planned Kobe's bar mitzvah from the moment he was born, so it's very emotional being here. It's a very spiritual place.
Yeah, it's beautiful. There's some amazing sounds going on around us. I don't know what that is. Is that from the mosque, do you think?
I think that's an Arab calling. Yeah.
I'm very excited to be back here.
My mum's younger brother, Les, met us the night we arrived. He had travelled from London, where he lives.
I have to say, I've never been hugely attracted to Israel as a place, but it was an amazing experience for my 13th birthday and my bar mitzvah to be here. And I've always remembered it with very, very fond memories. And I'm immensely proud to be here with my nephew on his bar mitzvah. 25 years ago, it feels like a lifetime ago.
My name is Lisa, and I am Kobe's cousin. When I was 15, we went to live in Israel. So, yeah, and then I went into the army when I was 18 to 21. It was very, very tough, but I did it, and I'm glad I did it now, definitely.
I managed to get away with it by getting married. So I did all that just to avoid the army.
Man, your name?
Yeah, very good, Deb. Very good.
Man, your name?
Yeah, I'm just saying that. I like the babara.
Oh, yeah, if you talk like that, then and your hands.
Lots of hand gestures.
Then you're speaking.
And you've got to do a lot of arguing as well. Yeah, very important.
It sounds like you're arguing. Yeah, you might necessarily be arguing, but
everything.
It sounds like you are.
It's great to have another language, you know, when you need to say stuff.
In secret.
You just talk on the dart about people around you.
You've got to be careful. There's a lot of Israelis in Ireland now.
There is a lot of Israelis in Ireland. You've got to be very careful. When I went to live in Israel, and people would say to me, when I told my friends or my peers, like, you're going to live in Israel. Is that not dangerous? And no, well, we'll see, you know. But when I went to live in Israel, people would say to me, where are you from? I'd say, Ireland. Ireland.
Oh my God.
Bombs everywhere. My mum's friend lives in Ashkelon. Every single day they have to go down to the bomb shelters because the siren's going off because they're being fired at from Gaza. This is happening every single day, whereas it's not reported here. And then when Israel do retaliate,
that's when it's reported.
So, you know, there is a...
But there's two of them in it.
Oh, completely, Joan. Absolutely.
That because of the way propaganda is, you don't hear about the other side. You're not hearing.
Because these bombs that are being fired into Israel, and these rockets and these missiles, they're very rarely killing anyone. Whereas it's still Samson and you know, Goliath. It's Israel retaliate, and it's huge. That's why the sympathies are always with the Palestinian side.
I was there with my dad, and there was a suicide bomber in the supermarket. So me and my dad just had to sprint back to my grandma's house to go get the guys, to be honest.
Kobe's grandparents live quite close to the hospital, Richard's parents, and the helicopter is bringing the injured. I mean, it's just horrendous.
It was pretty scary that day. It's not as big a deal as you would see on the TV.
On the day of my bar mitzvah, the rabbi was really laid back.
Okay, so stand here and just repeat after me, okay? It won't be too complicated.
My mom and the rest of the women watched at the barrier, while myself and the men joined the rabbi.
Say the blessings for tefillin.
The first part of the service is the blessing of the tefillin, which is a Jewish prayer box placed in your head and just above your elbow, pointing into your heart.
Inside the tefillin, there's a prayer. It's called Shema Yisrael. And after we say the blessings for the tefillin themselves, we will say Shema Yisrael together. We will show the connection that we have to the Jewish nation.
Okay, so Baruch Ata.
Baruch Ata.
Out loud.
Baruch Ata.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Eloheinu.
Adonai Yisrael. Barmer Alechem. Mishchu. Ukhu Lachem. Zonemish Bodichem. My name is Maya Ben-Arash. I'm an Israeli woman living and working in Dublin for many years now. I have been helping Kobe for the last 4 months or so to prepare for his bar mitzvah piece.
He
knew most of the letters, but not all of them. And so the first 2 or 3 weeks we worked on learning the letters and the vowels. The vowels are different than the letters. There are dots below or beside the letters. So all of that is in form of a dot or a line. So he had to familiarize himself with that. And then we started working on the piece itself bit by bit. And at first it was very hard, wasn't it? And just very, very slow. And then bit by bit, he got another piece under his belt and another piece. And he was really great at practicing at home. So that I saw an improvement each time he came back to me every week.
Amen.
Now you take your right hand and you hold it and then kiss your right hand. Okay.
We bless over the tefillin and now we want to say what's inside the tefillin. Why do we do this? What we are actually doing is tying the prayer to ourselves. We want to show how we are connected to God, how we are connected to us being Jewish. And for that reason, we tie ourselves down to the prayer. And now all of us will say the first verse of Shema Yisrael together. Just put your right hand on your eyes and repeat after me. You too. Okay, Kobe? Your right hand on your eyes.
No, it's supposed to be fine. No, it's
And repeat after me. Shema Israel.
Shema Israel.
Adonai Eloheinu.
Adonai Eloheinu.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
You can take off your hand.
The atmosphere there was brilliant. You get to hear all the different type of bar mitzvahs going on. I mean, there must have been about 10 bar mitzvahs going on at the same time. It really is an amazing buzz.
What we're going to do now is going to bring the Torah. And Kobe is going to help me read out of it. Kobe is actually going to carry it here and then read to me. I hope he's ready for it. So you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go. Siman tovu, mazal tovu, mazal tov, siman tov, siman tovu, mazal tovu, mazal tov, siman tov. Elanu.
There is quite a lot of singing throughout the Bar Mitzvah.
Elanu.
There are a lot of other bar mitzvahs going on at the same time, so it was a little bit noisy.
What we want to show by passing it from grandfather to father and then to grandson.
For Dad, this would be a very moving time for him.
My grandpa was a well-known Dublin artist called Gerald Davis. He died when I was 6. We're all sad he's not here to celebrate my bar mitzvah with me.
It's a time as well when I would certainly miss Gerald being here to share this, because he was a very social animal and he would have loved all this.
I really feel that, you know, he'll be looking down with huge nachas, which is pride.
See, this Torah specifically came here from Georgia, the nation in the south of Russia.
My father's family had to leave Russia because of the pogroms. So that was in his psyche, if you like. They were very conscious of their Jewishness.
Jews all over the world are always connected by the Torah. Now give it to your son.
This is where my dad passes the Torah, the sacred scrolls, over to me.
I stood beside Kobe to aid him, but I think Kobe knew what he was doing, but I was there to support him. The Holy Scriptures, yes, that was an honour to hold that, so I was delighted to be part of that.
For me, Judaism is a very internal thing. Now, I was very lucky that I grew up in a very traditional Jewish home, and it is something that I've done my best to continue with my own children, but it's not an easy thing to do, and I guess I probably lapse quite a lot in doing that. It's every part of my being, And I hope that my kids feel that even by just osmosis. We definitely try our best around particularly high holidays and that kind of thing. But it is just not always easy because lives are just so busy. And I'd love to be able to take more time to experience being Jewish more as a family. But unfortunately, that's just not the way it always goes. And that's why this has been such a great time, I think, for us in having the Judaism very much as part of our lives. In lots of ways, I'm very traditional around Judaism. I like, if we're going to do it any sort of Jewish rite, then I like to try and do it in the traditional way and not a watered down way. And yet it can be hard to step into the role of a Jewish woman in the traditional way because it's so patriarchal. My capacity to maintain a connection into Judaism has been through the Jewish mystical practices, the Kabbalah. Who's our coin? I've been a dancer, you know, has been my career. So I have started to incorporate a lot of exploration with the Hebrew letters and the Tree of Life and all of that. It's been self-study because they really don't allow women to enter that field in the traditional Jewish approach. I would light my candles every Friday night. I would say some of the prayers that are, you know, some of the most important prayers, as it were. But the actual religion of Judaism is very narrow compared to spirituality of Judaism.
It was like different bar mitzvah parties would have the same colour yarmulke, you know, skull cap. So it was like, you'd know, okay, that's Kobe's bar mitzvah, they're all wearing blue, and then there was another guy and they were all in white, and it was like, you know, you could follow them. And it was frustrating as a woman to be separated from the men and have to try and find a chair to stand on that you could see over. It was a very strange sensation for me coming from a society where, you know, we're equal. It just felt that we weren't in this instance, so I found that tricky.
Kobe, I think he needs to get blessed.
This is where the rabbi sends me over to my mom to ask her for a blessing.
May you be strong, filled with love. Amen.
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 This is the really important bit where I say my actual bar mitzvah that I've been learning for the last 6 months. Al habitach velo yiten hamaschit lavo el hadechem lingof. Ushmartem et hadavar hazeh lachok lacha uvnecha.
What I just said, I blessed you. That you'll be nice to your parents. That you'll be healthy for days together with your parents and grandparents. And that you'll get to live here in Israel, because I need to see you a lot. Okay? So you need to come here a lot. Okay. Now we are going to bring back the Torah.
At this point, there are sweets being thrown at me from every angle. My cousins Aaron and Daniel and my brother Noah are on the ground gathering up all the sweets.
Ow! Bruises on my head.
You get up, Mr. Danny.
Come, Kobe. Hava, nagila, hava, nagila, hava,
nagila, ben, hava, nagila, hava. After the Bar Mitzvah was over, we went for a special lunch to celebrate.
I was a bit overwhelmed, a bit nervous. But what's going to swing of it is all good, you know.
We couldn't really hear Kobe. I could see him. And I was, where I was standing behind the partition, going into the men's, I could see him really clearly. I got lots of photographs of the back of his head. My heart thumped the whole way through because I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know when, at that, what moment he was going to read. Oh, yeah, and then they came and asked me for that blessing. That was a bit of a surprise. I actually didn't shed a tear, actually.
You were like... You're like,
I was not.
You're so no,
weird.
You
were behind me. I was not. Didn't you?
You were like, oh, well, look.
You may not have been able to see it, but you're a perfect fire line for those sweets, aren't you?
Yes, I got really good shots on the sweets. And then there was a woman beside us whose son was having his bar mitzvah in front of you. And she went mental throwing sweets at you. She ran out of steam on her own son and then handed me the whole bag and went, go, go, go.
Wow.
She was so funny.
Okay, so I'm going to move on to the dad of the family.
Hi, Noah.
Hi. So, how are you feeling about Kobe doing his piece?
I thought that the experience was amazing for Kobe. It was nostalgic. It reminded me of my own bar mitzvah 30 years ago. And
where
it was at the Kotel, nearly the very, very same spot as Kobe's. And I remember the women couldn't really see my own bar mitzvah. So that was a little bit sad for me because they stand behind a partition. And I was quite mindful that the women couldn't really see. But I was very proud to be there. And I thought that we invited the right people to be with us. And they shared the experience. And I was delighted.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
So were you proud of Kobe?
I was. He did a great job today. I loved the whole rhythm of the day, starting with breakfast with everybody in the hotel and then arriving down at the wall into the splitting sunshine was beautiful.
So, Grandma, did you like the bar mitzvah?
I loved the bar mitzvah, Noah. I thought it was wonderful. I really enjoyed the whole day.
Did you throw sweets?
I did. I threw a few sweets, but I hit somebody else completely with them. Because when I threw them, my arm went in the other direction than I intended it to go. So somebody else got hit. It was another bar mitzvah I hit. Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah. So, Les, were you proud of Kobe?
I was incredibly proud of Kobe. I have to say, seeing Kobe there going through the ritual of his bar mitzvah, I found it a very, very emotional experience. I had a little bit of a cry myself a couple of times.
Cool, so I'm going to move on to the cousin. Nathan, did you enjoy the bar mitzvah?
Yes, I wasn't exactly sure what to expect from it and wasn't really sure where I was supposed to be going most of the time as there were so many different bar mitzvahs on. So I said to end up following Kobe.
How did you feel, Noah?
Yeah, your brother was there doing his thing. You've been listening to it for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
How did you feel?
Well, I felt really proud of him and I just couldn't say that, so I had to hold it in. Yeah, there was tears at the back of my eyes.
Aww.
I was reading from the Torah and praying while being belted with sweets in the back of my head. It really bloody hurt.
Sum up, everybody. Just like to say, Kobe, well done. Mazel tov. To Kobe!
To Kobe!
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.